Welcome to DSL, Date, Sex, and Love, a podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions in relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started. Hello again, and welcome to the DSL podcast with moi, AJ, and I'm super, super, super excited. Do you know why? Well, because we've come to the end of season two. I'm usually like, aren't you meant to be sad? Why are you excited? Well, I am excited because season three is going to be hot, as in exceptionally hot. I'm very sure you would agree with me that season two has been intensely exceptional, like from topics of orally speaking to celibacy to between you and I to my very popular story of how I got robbed in Lagos in the dating sphere. You know, every topic was a hit back to back, if I may say. So if you feel like, oh, season two was way interesting than season one, well, get ready for season three, because we are bringing it, we're bringing it hot for you, okay? So get ready for that. But let's not bring out the cat out of the bag, okay? You just have to wait and see how season three is going to turn out, okay? Now, here is me riding solo on the four faces of love. People come to me and say, oh, I'm going through this in my relationship, I'm going through that in my relationship. When at first it seemed like as if they were in a Titanic movie of some sort. Well, the actor did die. But what I'm trying to say is that they were so romantically in love and they felt like that person is the right person for me. And along the line, something happened. A lot of people have refused to understand that there are four faces, the F-A-C, and the pH of it, of love. And at some point, when you guys get to the second phase of love, you tend to give up. Well, what are those phases, you may say? Let's get into it. First is the honeymoon. Now, this is where I said, at this stage, you're totally swooned with the illusion that this person is right for you. I mean, everything seems so perfect. And he or she says the right words. In fact, you both finish your sentences, like, together. You know that, oh, I was about to say that, are you about to say that, and then you all chuckle. And then when you guys call each other, you know, you don't want to end that call, and then he goes, you cut the call. No, you cut the call. No, you cut the call. No, you cut the call. Okay, on the count of 1, 2, 3, we'll cut it. 1, 2, 3. You know, that's the period where the love is so sweet. You just want to be around that person every time. You feel like time should pause when you're with that person because you don't want to leave their side, you know. It's absolutely perfect. It's the romantic period. I remember my first relationship. It was a romantic period for me too. I did insanely things. Like, I would leave my house all the way from Lagos and go and visit this guy at his school just to go and see him. Like, and his school was around that, you know, Ibadan Expressway, Lagos Ibadan Expressway. I will not tell them where I'm going to. I'll just leave the house, take a bus, and travel that far because I want to see this guy. At times, I'll go to his house. I just wanted to be around him all the time. And when it's like 6 p.m., I'll be like, oh, I don't want to go. Well, that is the sweet moment. And then we enter the second phase. Now, at this point, this is where most people give up. And this is the disillusionment phase. This is where the veil comes out of your eyes. The reality begins to set in. At this stage, your partner does something that you feel is very disgusting. For example, you know how you guys would remove your socks and fling it from the north to the west? And then the girl was like, okay. Or he says something and you've never noticed that he sees it that way.
Or this is where you are so comfortable and both of you are playing, you know, watching a movie, and then he or she farts. And you are just shocked, like, what was that?
You are so comfortable with each other that you are now revealing your true identity to that person. And unfortunately, your partner doesn't like it. Now, let me see.
The disillusional part I experienced in my relationship was when I was dating this guy and, you know, we went out and he said something.
I didn't like the way he said it. It seemed so, you know, annoying for some reason. And I was like, can I cope with this?
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect either. At a point in time, he also, you know, got this feeling that I can't cope with this girl. I think she's too entitled.
Being that I'm the last born of the family and everything was usually done for me,
I usually don't like doing stuff, especially chores. But you know what?
He didn't like it. And it's the same way I didn't like stuff about him. It began to reveal itself. And like I also was revealing myself. Now seeing them for who they really are and trying to see if you can cope. This is the period where most of you give up. You say, oh, I can't cope with this person. It's this, it's that. Oh, I can't cope with her. She's this, she's that. Oh, I can't cope with her. She's not fine when she's not on makeup. Oh, I can't cope with him. He has too much of friends that he hangs out with. My dear, no one is perfect. Don't give up yet, because there's still another phase of the love life, and which is the decision. Now you're seeing clearly for who your partner really is. Chivalrous, narcissistic, feminist, a tomboy, a mommy's boy, you know, and whatever you think you're not comfortable with. Now this is the point you feel, I don't think I can cope with this person. I don't think I can cope with your behavior. I don't think I can handle the way you talk or the way you give comments about some situations. Some guys are not comfortable with the fact that some girls don't know anything about politics or the economic state of the nation. You know, just being involved in some things. Some girls don't like it when the guy doesn't give them the attention they need. So, what do you do? Is this person worth it? Should I stay with this person? Before you make that big decision, my dear, because trust me, it is big. Know that no one is perfect and everyone has their baggage. Everyone or every person has an attribute that you would not like. For some people, they can cope with it. But for some, you can't cope. So this is where you really draw the line and ask yourself, in reality, can I cope with this? Don't say you can't cope with something flimsy. For example, you can't cope with the fact that he snores when he sleeps. Most men snore. Find a solution around it. But hey, if that is your own, you know, no way to go, then fine. You can break it off. But do remember, just that one thing that you think you can't cope with, somebody has about five things that you cannot cope with. So the dating game becomes very exhausting. And then you now settle for less. Really, really think about it. And then the final phase. I call this the growing in love part. You know, you've fallen in love in the beginning. You fell to the ground. And while you're trying to stand up and dust yourself, that's when you're noticing that, oh my God, I'm really dirty. I'm so dusty. Now, this is the part where you grow in love. This is the part where you realize that you are your own individual. And that your partner is his or her own individual. Because let's be honest, people, nobody is perfect. Everyone, like I said earlier, has their baggages. At this point, you've both evolved and you've learned how to evolve in each other's individuality. You've seen the pleasant and you've seen the unpleasant parts. You've seen the parts that seem so ugly. And then you've seen the part that is just beautiful, you know. This is where you realize that you can both grow into each other, loving each other and respecting each other, despite the fact that you both have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different, you know, things that you can do on your own, but yet you expect them. You respect him and you respect her, and they respect you back. You have similar goals that you can pull through in the relationship. And then you've come to the realization that this is not just a relationship. This is a partnership. So, this is where the real love starts. The real relationship. Where you have the romantic times and then you have not the romantic times. You argue, you settle, and then you have makeup sex. Well, the faces of love is beautiful. But remember to identify all these phases before you make that huge decision of leaving that wonderful person. Everyone is wonderful, okay? Except for those who are really brutal and just want to make the relationship abusive. Now, if that's the case, then it's a no-no. If he or she abuses you physically or mentally, then definitely, please leave that relationship. It's not worth it. But if you've really looked at it and you've really researched on it and you feel you can cope, not with the abuser, please don't get me wrong. You cope with the person's individuality, then go ahead and make the relationship work. All right? So let me know. What phase are you currently in? Are you in the honeymoon part? Are you at the decision part? Or have you grown through all these phases? And what was the outcome? Let me know. You can hit me up on social media at Jumi on Instagram. Okay? And of course, follow us on our Instagram page, Jamit FM, and DSL Podcast on Instagram. That's Date, Sex, and Love. Really love to hear from you. And if you subscribe to the podcast, of course, there's a comment where you can leave on the episodes. Really, really love to hear from you. Okay? Let's know how you did it, how you pulled through in these phases of love. Thank you. Thank you so much. Come to the end of it. Remember to download the Jamit FM app on Apple Store or Google Play Store. All right? It's free and you can subscribe to DSL and every other amazing podcast contents that we have here on Jamit FM. African voices telling African stories. Thank you so much. I'm AJ. And remember, all is fair in this game called love. See you later. Thank you for joining in the conversation today. Don't forget to download and share with friends, plus get notified when the next episode is out by subscribing on the Jamit FM app or jamitfm.com. You can also leave your comment using the hashtag DSL on any of our social media platforms at Jamit FM. Also leave a review on iTunes. Remember, all is fair in this game called love.